Be'ezras from the book will begin Perek Shnei Ma'aseh, the 12th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Gezeilah V'Avedin, the laws of robbery and of lost object in the Sefer Nezikin, the book of damages, which we continue the next Perek, which we started in the previous Perek, the second half of these halachas of regarding a lost object, where in this Perek we discuss regarding saving someone's money that involves a loss and how to proceed. As Rambam gives halacha alef regarding different preferences in regards to whose lost object has to be returned. So Misha Avdula Aveda, someone lost his own lost object. Ufoga Bavidas of Abed Chaber, and he counters not only the thing that he lost, but also what his friend lost. So Im Yochel Havzashem, if he could return both, then Chayv Lahavzashem has to return both, his own and the other person's. But Vimeinu Yochel Havzay Lahavzashem, but if he could only save one of them, Avedas Ekademes, his own lost object comes first. Vafel Avedas Aviv, Oisharabba, even his father's or his teacher's lost object, Shaloi Koyim Chaladim, a person's own stuff comes first. That's his primary responsibility, is first to his own stuff. Halacha base. Now, poka bebedes rabbi ima bedes av. But let's say he encounters what his teacher lost and what his father lost. So it depends. Im hoya av v'shalko k'neged rabbi, if his father was the equivalent to his teacher, so shalav k'demes, then his father comes first. But mblav, if not, but if his teacher was greater than his father, shal rabbi k'demes, then his teacher comes first. But, v'hushi yedabi mubik, has to be his primary teacher, shalav chachmasi shal tayra, that most of his wisdom of Torah he learned from that teacher, then he takes precedence. Halacha Gimel. What's the reward for saving someone's object? So, let's say he left, he really was allowed to, as we said, the primary halacha is his lost object comes first. No, he left his lost object, and instead he returns the lost object of his friend. He only gets the wages that are appropriate for him. In other words, according to the effort and the time that he put into returning his friend's lost object, and not regarding the value of his lost object that he lost out now, because that he did on his own to merit in the mitzvah, and that was his choice. But he only gets how much a person would get, like a laborer, doing this work. So, shatav nar chamoy v'chamoy chaver. Let's say the river was flooding, and it flooded his donkey and his friend's donkey. Shalo yafamana, his was worth 100. The shachaver masayim, his friend was worth 200. So he left his own, that was half the price, and saved the ones of his friend. He only gets the wages. Let's say he would get $15 of the amount of time that he worked and the energy he put in. He's not going to get more than how much he gets. He's not going to get the value of his that he gave up on. But Vimamalevi tells him, look, I'll save yours. He was obviously double the price. As long as you give me the value of mine. So then we both gain. I get 100, you get 100. At least you're getting 100 out of 200. You'll compensate me for the one that I could only save one. Or let's say the owner's not there and he stipulates in front of the courts. Then the owner has to give him the value of his own donkey that he gave up on. Now, and even if it ends up happening that that guy's own donkey, the one who saved the other person's donkey, comes up out of the water by itself. But since he wasn't engaged in trying to save it, he merits with what was stipulated with him that he gets still the 100 that he was giving up on, and then he gets, like from Hefker, his own donkey. Let's say he goes down, let's say into the river to save, and he doesn't end up saving. Then he only gets the wages that's fit for like a laborer that you're hired to try to go out and get your lost object, but he's not going to get the value of his donkey anymore, even though they stipulated that because he didn't end up doing what he promised. Let's say someone was engaged in some type of work. Now, because he was stopping the job that he was doing, which was worth a dinner, and he returns, because he sees someone lost something worth 100 dinar, 100 times that amount, he returns the guy's lost object. He cannot tell to the owner of that precious item, tell me dinner shevesadati, okay, give me a dinner that I lost. I would have been working, and the time I went to go find out who you are and return to you. No. He gives him his wages, like how much a person who is not working, that how much would a person pay to get not working from the work that he has to be doing? I mean, we're not going to pay you for the amount. You would have been working then. So let's say you would have gotten $15 for that hour, but you didn't work. You were just returning a lost object. So how much would an idle worker get from not doing the job that he's doing? That's how much we'll compensate him. But let's say he stipulated with the owner or with the courts, I'd rather work. I'll get $15. I'm not interested in $7.50, how much I would take if I was not working. I'd rather take Shitl Mashiyafsid, what he's going to lose out, when they give him permission. But there is a nettle. Then again, he takes how much he's giving up on. Now, but let's say the owner's not there, and there's no courts over there. So then, you're right. His own stuff comes first, and according to the basic halacha, he would not be obligated to lose the money that he would be making in that job to save his friend's money. Halacha hey. V'chein shnayim sheibam mederach. So too, if you have two people that were going on the road. Zeh b'chav shal yayin. This one's coming with his barrel of wine. V'zeh b'kat shal dvash. And this comes with his jug of honey. V'nista kakat shal dvash. Now, the jug of honey cracks. V'koyim sheyishavach hadvash l'arach. Now, before the honey spills to the ground, very precious honey, shavach zeh zeynay, which was more plentiful, the wine, he spills out his wine, hitzlas dvash l'tei chavetz, and he saves the honey into his barrel. Ein le'el eschara horoyla. He only gets the wages that's coming to him, meaning like a laborer would get for that work that he's doing. Even though with his own hands, he's spilling his own wine and gathering to save that person's honey. He's not going to get compensated for that. But if he says, Asla shalcha, look, I'll save your honey. But about nicely, you have to give him the monetary value of what I'm spilling out. Or he stipulates this with the courts, the third type of example we're giving, then he has to give it to him. Now, if the honey already spilled on the ground, actually harizah hefker, then the honey is like ownerless. Chalamatz, whoever says, lasman matzal, saving it for himself, he could keep it for himself. Halachavav. Now, hayizeh bo bekad shal dvash. Now, however, in contrast to what we said in the previous three examples, let's say someone's coming with his jug of honey. Vizeh bo bekan kanamiri kon. This guy's coming with empty jugs, empty bottles. Vinistiko kad dvash, and the jug of honey cracks. The owner of the jugs, he doesn't have to spill out anything. But the owner of the bottles tells him, look, I'm not going to save your honey in my bottles, even though they're available, until you give me half of it or third of it. Or he sells, he says, this and this amount of money. An exorbitant amount of money. And the owner of the honey accepts the deal. He tells him, hen, yes. So the Rambam is a sichik, but he can laugh at him. In other words, that person with the bottles has a halachic obligation to save that person's from mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. So the English actually only gives him the wages that's appropriate for how much energy and time he put into it. He didn't make him lose anything. These were empty jugs, and he just cleans it out after the honey spilled out into that guy's property. So therefore, he doesn't have to pay him what he actually, quote-unquote, promised him. And halacha zayin v'chein, similar case, Misha Baruch Mabes Hashem, someone is a fugitive, he escapes from jail. Now there was a ferry in front of him. Vamalei says to him, to the sailor, look quick, Havadeni passed me over this water, but I'll give you a dinner, which is a large amount of money for a boat ride. And he passes him over. No, he only gets the wages that's appropriate, how much a boat ride is supposed to cost. Because, again, he could say, I'm just messing around with you. You had an obligation to save me, and the only way I got you to do what I needed you to do was saying this, but he doesn't have to give him that. Now, but let's say the guy was a fisherman, and he tells him, stop from your trapping, quickly take your boat, instead of fishing, take me over the water. Then he has to give whatever he stipulated with him. And Mechekuritz was anything similar like this, because this, he had something he was doing. He was busy with something else, and he's not just a regular ferry that he would be taking anyway, and just he's like, hey, I see the guy in the compromised situation, I'm going to charge him a large amount of money. No, here, since he didn't have to change what he was doing, therefore, he could charge him whatever he wants to. Halacha Ches continues regarding when items are saved, what's the halachic criterion? Shayor shayisa ilachas b'midbar. If there was a caravan, a bunch of people that were traveling in the desert, and then there was a large bunch of bandits or troops that came and are coming to pillage and take everything they have. So if they can't save what they have from those people, but then one person stands up and he saves them from the group. So whatever he saves, he saves for himself because the owners already gave up hope. Now if they could have saved also, it's just that because Mechamim Behitzel, just one of them got up and he did it. So Avbisham, even though he says last minute Masal, well, I saved only for myself. It's not true. Hitzel Emtsa, he saves for the middle, meaning everyone recognizes what their own stuff is and they take it because they didn't give up hope, because they could have stood up to them also. Now, Alacha Tes, let's say they could have saved, but only in a pressing manner, meaning in an extreme way, but not in a regular way. So, Kola Matzel, whoever saves, Matzel Emtza, he's saving for the middle. It is going to everyone, because everyone could have technically saved. Elam Ken Amma, unless the one who's saving is saying, Lasman Amatzel, I'm saving myself. Then I raise a Matzel Asma, then he is saying for saving himself. In contrast to the previous Allah, which said, I don't care what he says, everyone could have done it, so it's for the middle. Why here is it different? Because Shakim and Shashamu, I mean, because since they heard him say, Lasman Amatzel, I'm saving myself, so Hayelam Litchagasma, they should have pushed themselves, and they should have saved. Because it's only if they pushed themselves they could have. Now, but since they sat and they didn't save, So that's showing that they really weren't willing to. And Harei Nesi'ah Shem HaKal, they actually did give up from it all. And if he says that, then actually he could keep it all. Halacha Yud. Hayishnei Shutafen. There were two partners. V'hitzlachmem, one of them saves what's getting lost from what there is a joint partnership. So Hitzlem, so he's saving for the middle. In other words, it applies to both of them, because even though his other friend cannot save it, I'm not saying he gives up hope because he's relying on his partner. So therefore he can't say that, oh, he's getting from Hefka. No, you're my partner, so why would I give up? I know you're going to save it for us, even though I can't get it. But if let's say that person who's saving that partner, he says, I'm saving for myself. Well, then Harei Zechalik Mechaber, so he's already separating from his friend. V'hitzlachmem, he's saving for himself, and he gets to keep it. So the v'chinas sechas apar lahasal sot of someone is because that guy's going to give up hope because he said he's seeding from the union. So the v'chinas sechas apar lahasal, someone hires a worker to save. So kol she'asal, whatever he says, hadei lamaskar. Obviously, if it's the one who hired him. But v'mamav, let's say he says last minute, I'm saving for myself. So he's retracting from the contractual hiring, and the halacha is that a worker could retract from his work even halfway through the day. And everything he says after he says that, it's his. And if the one who hired him cannot save it, so then it's like he's meriting it from Hefker. We're going to a caravan that is camping in the desert. Guys, and then there's these marauding troops that are going to embezzle whatever they have. And they made up a certain amount of money with those bandits, money that they want, and they give it to them. So mechashim l'fim ma'inim. We evaluate according to the monetary value of the objects that each and every person in that caravan has, because that was really the intention of these troops. They just really wanted to plunder and take the monies that they have. Therefore, ve'im mechashim l'fim nefashim. We don't calculate according to the people, the amount of people. We go according to the money because they weren't interested in killing them. Now, v'msachru tayir l'fneim lo'idim adech. Now, if they hire a guide to go in front of them to let them know what path they should take. We calculate his wages according to each person's financial state of the caravan and according to the amount of people. Because without a guide who lets them know where to go, there's not only danger to the money, there's also danger to their lives. And therefore, that would be qualified according to both criteria. But be that as it may, says Ram, one should not change from the custom of the donkey drivers, where if let's say their custom is to give to the guide according to one and not to the other criterion, we go based on what the common custom is. Halachah Yud Beis continues regarding where if people have this contractual obligations to each other. So the Shoyna Chamorim Lahasnas B'neim, the donkey drivers are permitted to stipulate amongst themselves that Kol Mi Shetovim B'men Chamor B'mnei Hashiyara, whoever loses a donkey from the members of the caravan, then we give him, the whole group gives him another donkey. Now, but let's say he's negligent and gets lost, then they're not obligated to replace it for him because in a situation of negligence, that was not part of the stipulation. Let's say someone loses his donkey and he says, okay, you're supposed to replace me a donkey, give me the monetary value of a donkey. I don't want to buy a donkey. But in Yishevim, don't worry, I'll continue to safeguard and guard with the rest of you as the rest of the donkey drivers. No, we don't listen to him because if he has an animal, that he's going to be more invested. And rather, we appoint for him another donkey. And Kadesh Doris Asmai, Bishma Behemte, so that he should be more diligent and to protect his animal. And even if he had another animal in the caravan, so anyways, he has to protect because of his animal. No, Inu Demishma Achas. You can't compare when you have to guard one to guarding two. You're more invested, and therefore, we don't give him monetary value. We actually give him back a donkey. Similarly, halacha yidal at svina, shoyis ha-malechet v'yam, regarding a boat that was going in the sea. And then the big wave is coming to the tides, the waters, the storm is coming to sink the boat. So they're unloading from its weight because that helps the boat survive in that storm. So we calculate according to the weight that the items that they have, and we don't go according to the financial standing of what the items are. It doesn't make a difference. We go according to the weight. We have to unload, and each one has to unload a certain amount of weight, not unload a certain amount of financial loss. And by Shandam, but either way, you don't change from the custom of the sailors. If they have one way versus the other, then you're going to go based on their custom. Now, Rishon Hasapan Lahasan B'Neim. Similarly, regarding the donkey drivers, where we say their custom and then what their contractual, the unspoken contracts or spoken. The sailors are permitted to stipulate amongst themselves. Whoever loses a boat from the whole fleet, then we give him a new boat. We give him another. We appoint him another boat. Now, Pasha Bava Avda, but if he's negligent and he lost it, or he went to a place where the boats don't go in that time period, meaning even if they go there in other times. But let's say he goes in the winter months, near the dry land, where they normally go during the summer months, where the rivers are depends on the season, where it's going to cause destruction at that time. In Chayav and Lahamalei, they don't have an obligation to appoint him another boat, because again, with that intention, they did not stipulate. It's only if he was not negligent, then they compensate him and give him another boat.